Welcome to Rhema for Today.
I think the first thing that we need to understand that the Holy Spirit has come. The Holy Spirit has come as a direct promise from Jesus himself that when I go, I will ask the Father and he will send you another comforter. That's why the Holy Spirit came in the first place.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. We went into Rhema's Vault and chose Kenneth Hagin's teaching, The Person of the Holy Spirit. This will be a great week of teaching. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, here's Kenneth Hagin with today's message.
Because if Jesus and the Holy Spirit are the same one, how can he go away and then ask the Father to send the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, back down here? If they're one. Hello? See, right here he said, I will pray the Father that he will give you another Comforter. He is going, if they're all in one, then he's going to pray to himself. He's going to pray to himself that another, that somebody else will come and take and be with the people down here. Well, isn't that what it says? Doesn't that indicate three distinct personalities? Now, where people have a problem is the fact that you have three distinct personalities and they have attributes each separate to their each personality, but yet they are all inclusive as the Godhead. Sort of like an equilateral triangle. You got three distinct angles, but when you talk of that, you talk of one angle. Am I correct? But there's three distinct angles that make up the equilateral triangle, but you talk of it as one angle. That's the only way I ever been able to understand the triune Godhead. I know there's three of them. I know they have different attributes. The Bible talks about it. And right here, see, in Matthew 3:16, at the baptism of Jesus, when Jesus was baptized in Jordan, John saw the Holy Spirit descending in the form of a dove. He physically had his hands on Jesus. And there's this voice coming out of heaven said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." Now, if they all won, then somehow Jesus had to be of inquilitress and project his voice up here in the air while he's down here going under the water, being baptized. Huh? Here are three members of the Trinity seen simultaneously in different, distinct acts. Is that not so? One was being baptized. One was descending in the form of a dove. And the other one was talking. That's three distinct things taking place simultaneously. All right? Now, and then as I just talked about John 14 there, I will pray the Father, he will give you another promise. Three people are mentioned here. You cannot deny that fact. So, I think the first thing that we need to understand that the Holy Spirit has come. The Holy Spirit has come as a direct promise from Jesus himself that when I go, I will ask the Father and he will send you another comforter. That's why the Holy Spirit came in the first place. Did you understand that? He came because Christ, when he ascended into heaven, he said that he was going to ask the Father to send the other comfort. That's why he came. All right? Now, turn to Acts chapter 1, verse 4. Now, you do understand that the writer of the Acts of the Apostles is the very same person that wrote Luke's gospel. How many of you understand that? If you don't, then just go back to the first chapter of Luke and begin to read. And begin to read here in the first chapter of the first verse of Acts, and you will find out that the book is written to the same person, Theophilus. And here in Acts, it says the former treatise or the former letter that I have made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus begun to do and to teach and to the day in which he was taken up. After that, he through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. And now he goes on, and actually if you would take the end of the book of Luke, you can tie it right in. It is a continuation of the narration that Luke was doing. He tells you here that he wrote about Jesus and all the things that he did and so forth and so on. And now he continues to tell about, and it says there that Jesus left and went away, but the Holy Ghost came. And then he picks up the story right there with Jesus leaving. Because the story ends with the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And now he picks it up and carries the story on. And it says, and being assembled together, verse 4, with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For truly John baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. The Amplified says it. And while being in their company and eating at a table with them, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father had promised, of which he said, you have heard me speak. Now he already had told them, that is expedient that I go away. If I go away, I'm going to pray the Father he sends you another comforter. And in another spot there, he tells them that that comforter is the Holy Ghost. And now he is telling them not to leave Jerusalem until they be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Actually, the word should be Holy Spirit there probably, and we'll talk about that in a minute for us to understand it properly. Now, as we look at this, let us understand that the Holy Spirit has a personality. Now, the personality of the Holy Spirit just makes additional proofs that he is a part of the member of the Trinity, because we know that Jesus has attributes and personality. We know that God has attributes and personality. And now we see that the Holy Spirit has attributes and personality. You see here, in some of the attributes of his personality are manifest like this. Let's say Romans 8:27. He that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit. But all these things work that one and the self-same Spirit dividing to every man as he will. 1 Corinthians 12:11. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. Ephesians 4:30. But they rebelled and vexed the Holy Spirit in Isaiah 63:10. Thus we see that he has mind, will, and emotion.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's CD titled, Whatever You Need, God's Got It. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD set entitled, It Shall Come to Pass. We are also offering Kenneth E. Hagin's book entitled, Your Faith in God Will Work. These three items for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Winter Bible Seminar coming up really quickly.
Yes, real quick.
So excited about it. So excited to see grads from all over the world
come home. Yeah, that's February 16th through the 21st, Sunday night through Friday night.
Yes.
And then Monday through Friday, there will be an 8:30 service, a 9:30 service, a 10:30 a.m. service, and then a 7 p.m. service right here on the campus. Go to rhema.org/WBC, and you can find where you can register. It's a free conference.
That's right.
But we get everybody registered if possible. So just come on out. If you're a Word Partner Club member.
Yes.
Or if you're a person that supports this ministry, we consider you a partner.
That's right.
Whether you've ever filled out anything or not. But somebody said, well, what is a partner? Well, it's somebody that prays for us regularly and sends an offering at least once a month, whatever you can afford to send to help us to support Rhema and what we're doing all over the world. Your partnerships helps us to send out books. It helps us to go in different places in the world and minister.
Yes.
It helps to keep this television broadcast going all over the world. And we get reports from people that have prayed the sinner's prayer with us from all over the world.
And it helps us to train students because we keep our tuition low.
We keep our tuition very low, and your partnership helped us to provide for them. Tuition only pays for 30% of what it actually costs us for a student. Of course, you say, well, what's it called? Well, you got instructors, you got the classrooms, you got the upkeep, you got heat and air.
You got the books.
The books, all kinds
of things.
Stuff. So I just wanted to say that to you that are partners and let you know what your partner fit, and invite any of the rest of you that would like to come and be a partner with us. Just go to rhema.org/WPC. We'd love to have you. And if we're over in your area, hey, come to if you're a Word partner, come to up and I stay around after I speak. You come up and tell us I'm a Word Partner Club member, and we want to meet you and talk with you.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth Hagin will continue his series, The Person of the Holy Spirit. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.